This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. The Kansas Exporter of the Year Award is being presented, and the governor herself has made the trip to present the award in person. It's not a trip to Kansas City or Wichita. This innovative company is based in rural northeast Kansas. The company developed an automated seed conveyor system that transformed the industry. It's today's Kansas Profile. Paul Cabe is president and CEO of KSI, the 2024 Kansas Exporter of the Year. An Illinois farm boy, he was trained as an electrician. He moved to Kansas to see relatives, got a job at Winger Manufacturing, and stayed. When his brother came to visit, the brother mentioned that he'd applied for a patent for a cleated conveyor belt system that could move seed very efficiently. Before that time, seed was moved by conventional grain augers and 50-pound burlap bags. I grew up on a farm, and I remember my dad shoveling grain with a scoop shovel, Cabe said. Cabe's brother was busy with other projects and asked Paul if he had an interest in commercializing the conveyor belt system. Paul decided to try it. It was a step of faith, Cabe said. In September 2001, he launched this new business called KSI Conveyors. Cabe took his new product to the big Louisville farm show for a demonstration. The critics said there was no way this would ever work, but we proved it did, he said. When I worked at Winger Manufacturing, I observed LaVon and Don Winger, Cabe said. They inspired a lot of people to start a lot of businesses, he said. I wanted an open-door policy like them, with a culture that encouraged positive values, such as high integrity and glorifying God, Cabe said. Based on those values, the business began to grow. This was the time when the industry was changing to bulk handling of seed. The KSI conveyor system made this possible. This was what changed that industry, Cabe said. In 2007, KSI opened a new manufacturing plant in Sabetha, a rural community of 2,493 people. Now that's rural. KSI started building bulk handling seed sites around the country. Typically, a seed site would consist of a set of seed bins with a horizontal conveyor system. When customers requested automated controls, KSI leadership decided to build control panels for the system. We were the first to bring automation to that aspect of the seed industry, Cabe said. KSI also diversified in developing precision, high-speed seed treatment systems. Our system enables a customer to mix fungicide or insecticide into bulk handling systems at a dose of milligrams per seed, Cabe said. Automation led to huge advances in technology and data management. We are firm believers in API, Cabe said. API stands for Advanced Programming Interface, essentially meaning that multiple software systems can communicate and exchange data. It had been used in banking but was new in agriculture at the time, Cabe said. In the seed and fertilizer industry, it meant that input data could be combined with harvest data into one platform. KSI has sold equipment coast to coast and beyond, to Germany, Brazil, Canada, South Africa, Australia, and more. In addition to Sabetha, the company has offices in Illinois and Brazil. KSI is very much a family-oriented company. Paul's brother Todd is chief operating officer of the Illinois facility. In Sabetha, Paul's son Jason is COO, and son Duane is chief technology officer. The company's CFO is Paul's son-in-law Neil Kellenberger. Son Matthew was with Human Resources before going into the overseas mission field. Christian faith and community service are fundamental to company leaders. We offer all employees 40 additional hours for community service or humanitarian aid work above their paid time off, Cabe said. When the governor came to present the Exporter of the Year Award, he shared a document with the verse, "Give to the Lord the glory he deserves." For more company information, see www.ksiedge.com. We commend Paul Cabe and all those involved with KSI for making a difference with positive values and technology, beginning with innovative conveyor systems in agriculture. That's a great message to convey. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.